truth. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, September 28th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. A few announcements before I get into my show today. I'm going to expound a little bit. I believe it was Tuesday that I had gone through and analyzed the transcript of the 60 Minutes interview with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Scott Pelley. And I'm going to today go through his Ahmadinejad's speech to the UN, because I think it's very prolific, it's very prophetic, and I'm going to do a little bit of a comparison with our Führer, Mr. Bush. But before I do that, let me remind you real quick, Robbie Noel, 800-691-7898. If you haven't converted any of your assets over to gold or silver, I'd suggest you give Robbie a call at 800-691-7898 and let him know that I told you to give him a call. Also, if you haven't already, please tune in. Remember, I'm the baloney in the middle of the sandwich between John Stadtmiller's cash flow and John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report. But if you haven't already heard his show Cash Flow, then I would recommend that you take a listen, because if you have any credit card debt, it's a way that you can alleviate it. Now, I want to make a quick mention. Next week, as you know, I have John Hanke on every week. The last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the Holocaust. Now, next week, we're going to have John on, and we're going to have the Clinton debate. And I would welcome – I'm going to open the phone lines up for the whole 2 hours. I would welcome all your thoughts, comments, any evidence that you have on Bill and Hillary Clinton. Please call in. I'm going to develop some of this stuff myself, because I have the feeling that Mr. Hanke is a Clinton lover. And that's okay. He has a right to his opinion, but I think he might just be a little bit naive. But the nice thing about it is John Hanke's a nice man, and he's objective. So let's see if we can give him a little bit of an education. Also, I got an email from Terry in Ohio, who is telling me that John Hanke's a little bit off base on this Holocaust issue, and he suggested I give Mark Weber a call, who is at the Institute for Historical Review. So I did just that. I called Mark this morning, and Mark's going to be a guest on my show second hour on Thursday, and we're going to talk a little bit about his views from his research on the Holocaust, and then just maybe we're going to have a debate between Mr. Weber and Mr. Hanke in the upcoming week. So it should be good. Also, I wanted to make a quick mention. I've got John Onesti coming on first hour of next Thursday. We're going to talk about ways to protect your assets. So that'll be a good show, real good show there. Let's see. Did I just lose an internet connection? Am I still there, Manny? Manny. Oh, okay. Am I still broadcasting? Because I just had a thing come. Okay, there was a thing. Okay, sorry, folks. I just had a thing came up on my screen saying the internet went down. I'm broadcasting through the internet, so I apologize for that. At any rate, we have a break coming up in just a minute here, and then after the break, I'm going to get into this a little more on this Ahmadinejad speech, some of the war drum beating that's going on as far as them wanting to attack Iran, and we're going to compare what our administration has to say with what Ahmadinejad has to say. At any rate, I believe I don't hear the yes, I hear the music. Okay, at any rate, we'll be back in three. Got a good show for you today. Stick with me. I'll probably open up the lines in the second hour, but give me an hour or so to go through this, and I'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from, not so sunny Phoenix, Arizona today. It's a little bit cloudy. Before I get into this UN speech with Ahmadinejad, though, I want to make mention, folks, yesterday the hate crime bill passed by a vote of 60-39. Senators Kennedy and Smith hate crimes amendment was attached to the Defense Authorization Act. After 3 days of virtual silence, several Republican senators spoke against the bill. Within the 2 hours of debate, Senator Lindsey Graham briefly argued that if passed, the president will veto the hate bill and arms bill altogether, jeopardizing timely support of our troops. And Senator Jeff Sessions contended that states are adequately dealing with hate crimes and that Kennedy's amendment burdens the defense authorization bill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, arriving after the debate, was allowed to briefly state that a hate bill was irrelevant to the arms bill. The real hero of the day, however, was Senator Orrin Hatch, because yesterday he stood alone among the Republicans to publicly oppose the hate bill. But today he spoke three times with powerful logical, legal, and constitutional reasons why the hate bill is redundant to state law enforcement, which adequately deals with all kinds of violent crime. He said that gender identity, as put forth in this legislation, is unclear. Its definition depends on the subjective perceptions of both the hate criminal and the victim. He offered his own amendment, which was later passed unanimously, calling for the federal government to authorize studies to determine if states are adequately enforcing hate crime laws. I'm not going to read the rest of this article, folks, but we can only keep our fingers crossed now and hope that George Bush does what he says he was going to do and that is veto this bill. Now, remember, it's attached to an arms bill, so it should be interesting to see what he does. I don't take a lot of faith in him. I know that this bill went through, was on his desk one time before. I think that was back in May, and he did veto it. So let's keep our fingers crossed on that one. Now, let's get to Ahmadinejad for a moment here. I want to mention to you that when he was here to attend this meeting at the UN, there was an event that went totally unreported in mainstream media. And what's interesting about this particular event is that he met with a group of Jewish rabbis who gave him a silver grail as a sign of friendship. The rabbis carried a placard which read, "I am Jewish, not a Zionist." A senior rabbi of the group said that they considered the visit to New York of President Ahmadinejad as an exceptional opportunity and would never forget it. He referred to the Iranian president as a person who made a distinction between Jews and Zionists. He says, "You understand us and make a distinction between the violent behavior of Zionists and the religious beliefs of Jews," said the senior rabbi, who called President Ahmadinejad a pious man who is seeking to restore peace in the world and has humanitarian plans. Appreciating the rabbis for their gift, President Ahmadinejad said he was happy to visit them. "All people in the world have now understood that Judaism is different from Zionism. Zionists are a political group looking for taking advantage of opportunities, while Jews are the followers of the Moses who promoted peace and friendship." Ahmadinejad stressed that there was no disagreement between the followers of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, as they all pray to the same God. Well, folks, isn't that interesting? How come we didn't see any of that whatsoever in mainstream news? What we get instead, and I brought this up the other day, but I'm going to read it. It's very short. It's out of the Huffington Post. And for those of you who don't know, former Senator of Colorado Gary Hart, also a member of the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. Do you remember who this guy is? This is the guy that right after the 9/11 event stepped forward and said, and hold on, and I'll let you hear it from his own lips. It's a brief clip. It's only about 30 seconds, but this is Gary Hart. Listen to what he says.
"There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since.
A new world order." So he's a CFR member and one of those drumbeaters for a new world order. But listen to what he says here. This is out of the Huffington Post, and he's talking to Ahmadinejad. "Presuming that you are not actually ignorant enough to desire war with the United States, you might well be advised to read the history of the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898 and the history of the Gulf of Tonkin in 1964. Now, let me stop right there and say, no, Mr. Hart, maybe you should go take a look beyond the surface and research the fact that the USS Maine in the Gulf of Tonkin were both false flag incidents. But I have a suspicion, Gary, that you already know that. Let me continue. "Having done so, you will surely recognize that Americans are reluctant to go to war unless attacked. Until Pearl Harbor, we were even reluctant to get involved in World War II. For historians of American wars, the question is whether we provoke provocations." Oh, I would say we do, Gary. "Given the unilateral U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003, you are obviously thinking the rules have changed. Provocation is no longer required to take America to war. But even in this instance, we were led to believe that the mass murderers of American civilians, Osama bin Laden, was lurking, literally or figuratively, in the vicinity of Baghdad." We were? Okay. "Given all this, you would probably be well advised to keep your forces, including clandestine forces, as far away from the Iraqi border as you can. You might even consider bringing in some neighbors to verify that you are not shipping arms next door. Tone down the rhetoric on Zionism." My, my. "You've established your credentials with those in your world who thrive on that." You know, speaking of neighbors, Gary, for those of you new listeners who may not know, I know all of my, you know, my old-time listeners, they know. If you take a look at a map, the neighbors of Iran happen to be On the west side, Iraq. On the east side, Afghanistan. And talking about neighbors, Gary, our forces, United States forces, are occupying both of those countries. So we're knock, knock, knocking on Iran's door. Now, let me ask you, Gary, if you had a neighbor on the left of you and you had a neighbor on the right of you that you got along with and you were good friends with and you, maybe you had them over for dinner once in a while and you exchanged trade with them and so forth, and then you had a bully that you knew that came over and occupied your neighbor's house, not on one side, but on both sides, okay? If you had that happen to you, tell me, Gary, would you not be a little bit nervous, especially when they are slam dunking the airwaves, villainizing you, demonizing you, calling you an evil dictator, when really all you want is peace, not only for yourself, but for your neighbors? Think about it, Gary. Back to Gary. If it makes you feel powerful to hurl accusations at the American Eagle, have at it. Correct me if I'm wrong, folks, but I don't remember Ahmadinejad hurling any accusations at the American Eagle. Sticks and stones, etc. But for the next 16 months or so, you should not only not take provocative actions, you should not seem to be doing so. And he's not, Gary. For the vast majority of Americans who seek no wider war in the Middle East or elsewhere, don't tempt fate. Don't give a certain vice president we know the justification he is seeking to attack your country. That is, unless you happen to like having bombs fall on your head. I think he's speaking of Dick Cheney here, and I don't think that Dick Cheney needs any justification, does he? Moving right along. Article from afterdowningstreet.org, and this is regarding Bush's speech at the United Nations. It's by Larry Johnson. Certainly not an earth-shattering headline, but disturbing nonetheless. The lack of love between George Bush and the United Nations is an old dog-bites-man story. Having put haters like John Bolton at the helm of the U.S. delegation, Bush's in-your-face, go-F-yourself hostility to all things UN is no secret. But today's performance in New York set a new low even for the Bush administration. Except for tepid applause when Bush was introduced and when he left the podium, no one clapped, not even our allies. The world has caught on to the George Bush propaganda game and declines to show him an modicum of respect. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a minute. I'm going to tell you, I went in to Google, and I suggest you do the same. It's either Google or YouTube, and I wrote in George Bush's UN speech. Now, I would suggest that you go in there, take a look at it. I'm going to have it posted on my site, www.theamericanawakening.org, in the near future. But I watched that. I watched the body language. I watched the expressions on the face because the camera would pan out into the audience with the leaders of these countries. I watched people look at him in disgust. I watched people smirk under their breath. I watched people actually get up and walk out when Bush was speaking. Most of the countries in this world are sick of him. They've got him figured out. They know he's a liar. They know he's dangerous. Let me get back to this. Bush's efforts to wrap himself in the aura of AIDS prevention, feeding hungry children, rescuing refugees in Darfur, and restoring freedom in Myanmar fell flat. There was a time when we, the United States, could stand proudly before countries like Cuba, Myanmar, Sudan, and Iran and lecture them on human rights and democracy. But in the wake of Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, secret renditions and kidnappings of innocent Arab men, flaunting the UN declarations on human rights, the creation of a million-plus refugees in Iraq, and the deaths of hundreds of thousands, and the suspension of habeas corpus, America has pissed away its credibility. America's moral authority is gone. Our credibility in talking about foreign threats and the need to respect human rights is zippo. What is truly appalling about this development is that we have aligned ourselves in practice with those very regimes we so vigorously condemn. In the past, authoritarian regimes like the Soviet Union, China, and Cuba would justify their right to detain people without worrying about due process because they define those individuals as terrorists who threaten the state and the security of their people. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, will continue.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour here. And I'm in the middle. I'm reading an article from After Downing Street regarding Bush bombs at the United Nations. So let me continue with this. From their standpoint, all was fair when it came to protecting the nation. Security of the people was paramount, and human rights and civil liberties be damned in the face of perceived threats. The Bush administration, many in the U.S. Congress, and many Americans have willingly embraced the mindset and tactics of authoritarians and dictators. Hell, a large number celebrate the ability of a mythical TV character, Jack Bauer, to torture enemies in order to save the country. All is fair in love and war, but those are not the ideals that undergirded the American ideal in the wake of World War II. So the world sat largely silent, listening to a crazed little man rant about the abuses in the rest of the world. But his condemnation over the war in Sudan and the creation of refugees in Darfur could not blot out the reality of his war in Iraq and the millions who have fled that hellhole. Bush declared, "Every civilized nation also has a responsibility to stand up for the people suffering under dictatorship." What hypocrisy, George. In Belarus, North Korea, Syria, and Iran, brutal regimes deny. Now, I want you to remember this, folks. I want you to remember this word, brutal. He's alleging Iran of being a brutal regime. Iran, Syria, North Korea, to deny their people the fundamental rights enshrined in the Universal Declaration of the United Nations. I want you to remember that. Now, that was a quote by George Bush. This was chutzpah. Just before Bush began speaking, a series of car bombs swept Iraq, killing and wounding hundreds. A country the United States has occupied for more than 4 years continues to be destroyed by violence. The Iraqi people themselves are denied the rights Bush extolled. Hell, the United States even protects mercenary armies like Blackwater, who operate outside of any law and kill innocent civilians without any consequence. We see that popping up in the news lately as well, don't we, folks? The rest of the world sees and understands our hypocrisy. Unfortunately, many Americans share the ignorance and vacuity of George Bush and do not realize how foolish and stupid we look on the world stage. Today's performance by George Bush does nothing to win friends or influence enemies. It simply reinforces the notion that the United States is in the grips of a president who has fulfilled the prophecy of H.L. Mencken, which is, all of the odds are on the man who is intrinsically the most devious and mediocre, the man who can most easily and adeptly disperse the notion that his mind is a virtual vacuum. The presidency tends year by year to go to such men. As democracy is perfected, the office represents more closely the inner soul of the people. Do we not see that happening as well, folks? We move toward a lofty ideal. On some great and glorious day, the plain folks of the land will reach their heart's desire at last, and the White House will be adorned by a downright moron. And we have that happening right now. But when he alludes to the mood, the focus of what's happening in this country, I don't know whether you notice it, folks, but I notice it every time I go anywhere. There's a fear, there's an apprehension. People don't want to look you in the eye anymore. They don't want to wave at you. They don't want to open up to you. Unless, of course, they've had a couple drinks. Then they're okay. But people are different. Another interesting thought, Ahmadinejad invites Bush to speak at the University of Iran. This is put out by the Associated Press. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has extended an invitation to George Bush to speak at an Iranian university if the American leader ever traveled to the Islamic Republic, the state-run television reported Friday. As part of his controversial trip to New York, the Iranian leader spoke Monday at Columbia University, where he faced hostile questioning and a combative introduction by the university's president, who said Ahmadinejad exhibited all the signs of a petty and cruel dictator. Now, remember, they keep throwing these words out here, petty, cruel dictator, evil, tyrannical. Now, I'm going to go into and I'm going to read this gentleman's speech at the UN. And I want you to be the judge of whether this man sounds to you like a tyrannical, evil, diabolical leader, or whether he sounds like a humane, intelligent, rational, and pious gentleman that is just looking to establish peace throughout the world. You be the judge. I'm just going to convey the words. I want you to tell me. I'm going to open the phones up in the second hour and let you call in about this, that, or whatever you want, but I'm going to get into this, and I'm really curious to know what your thoughts are. And some of this, you know, I'm speaking to new listeners and veteran listeners alike. A lot of new listeners have come on to the network. We thank them for that. A lot of them are not as up to speed as a lot of the older veteran listeners are. So for the older listeners, you know, bear with us a little bit here, because it's an educational process, as you know. We're doing our part, and we ask that you do your part. Go out, get your friends, neighbors, and relatives. Tell them about us. Go out and give them the quote that I give you about it's easier. I don't remember the exact words of it, but it's easier. You know, propaganda is put out for the benefit of the, not for the critical thinker, but it's put out for the benefit of the moral coward who simply uses that as an excuse not to think at all. Bring those words up the next time you get into a conversation with a dumbed-down American, okay? Maybe it'll give them some initiative. Go take a look beyond the normal mainstream. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and then I'll get into this speech at the UN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. And I want to remind you folks, go into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. If you haven't already, click on interesting links and go over posted on 9/26, which is what, day before yesterday. There's two particular video clips that I think we all need to see and turn on to our dumbed-down American friends. They're a must-watch. It's a compilation of the lies told to us by the administration that has so far cost over a million lives in Iraq, and they're using these same war drums, the same excuses now for Iran that they were using for Iraq. So there's two of them in there. The first one is a compilation of the lies, and the second one is titled Fox Attacks Iran. And you'll notice in there that they're pulling the same nonsense, the same garbage that they fed us on Iraq. And we need to make all of our friends, neighbors, and relatives aware of what they're trying to do to us again. Because this is all they're getting on mainstream TV, folks. That's all they're getting. And somebody needs to bring this to their attention before it's too late. Now, let me get into this article. It's not an article, excuse me. It's a speech at the UN. And by the way, I wanted to mention to you, yes, Ahmadinejad knows the difference between a Jewish person and a Zionist. And by the way, I know the difference too. And it takes me to Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, where it says in both of those scriptures in the Bible, beware of those who pretend to be Jews but are not. And two vivid pictures come to mind with me, folks. I have seen pictures of our Führer, George W. Bush, with a yarmulke on the back of his head, pretending to pray at the Wailing Wall. But I've also seen Bill Clinton with that, well, not the same yarmulke, but one just like it, doing the same thing. Beware of those who pretend to be Jews, but are not. All right, let me get into this. These are Ahmadinejad's words. Now, as I go through this, folks, I want you to sit, listen very closely, and tell me if these are the words of an evil dictator. In the name of God, the compassionate and the merciful, O God, hasten the arrival of Imam al-Mahdi and grant him good health and victory and make us his followers and those who attest to his rightfulness. Now, let me stop right there. For those who don't know, the Imam al-Mahdi was that little kid that went down the well, right? And in my mind, it makes no difference whether you worship a kid that went down the well, whether you worship a cricket in the corner. If you're a man of peace and you intend no harm on anyone, and as history shows, Iran has never been the aggressor in any war, ever, I really don't care who you worship. Okay? We all have our beliefs. We all have our right to worship whomever we wish. Shouldn't be able to hold us against this guy. I'll continue in Ahmadinejad's words. Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased and grateful to the Almighty to have the opportunity once again to attend this important universal forum. In the present tumultuous world, and with the predominance of loud outcries, threats, and tensions, and at a time when the big powers are unable to solve present problems, when mistrust in regional and international arenas are on the rise, when the psychological security of societies is being targeted by an onslaught of political and propaganda designs, and disappointment prevails over efficacy of policies and actions of the international organizations in the establishment of a durable peace and security, and the protection of human rights is being weakened, I plan to touch upon and explain the roots of and the ways out of these predicaments and some of the principal challenges facing our world. I will also speak to you about the need for remedying the present situation, prospects for a brighter and more hopeful future, and about the appearance of the sublime and beauty, the compassion and generosity, justice and blossoming of all the God-given human talents and the prominence of faith in God and realization of the promises of God. I will then submit to your judgment the nuclear issue of Iran as a reality and testing ground for a measurement of honesty, efficacy, steadfastness, and accomplishment. In the closing part of my statement, I will offer my proposals. Dear friends and colleagues, as you are all aware, mankind is currently facing important, numerous, and diverse challenges, and I will refer to some of them. One, organized attempts to destroy the institution of family and to weaken the status of women. Family is the most sacred and valuable human institution that serves as the center of the purest mutual love and affection amongst mothers, fathers, and children, and as a safe environment for the nurturing of human generations and a fertile ground for the blossoming of talents and compassion. This institution has always been respected by all peoples, religions, and cultures. Today, we are witnessing an organized invasion by the enemies of humanity and plunderers to destroy this noble institution that is targeted by promoting lewdness, violence, and by breaking the boundaries of chastity and decency. The precious existence of women as the manifestation of divine beauty and as the peak of kindness, affection, and purity, has been the target of heavy exploitation in recent decades by the holders of power and the owners of media and wealth. Can any of you say DynCorp? In some societies, this beloved human has been reduced to a mere instrument of publicity, and all the boundaries and protective shields of chastity, purity, and beauty have been trampled. This is a colossal betrayal of human society, of succeeding generations, and an irreparable blow to the pillar of social coherence and family. Two widespread violations of human rights, terrorism, and occupations. Unfortunately, human rights are being extensively violated by certain powers, especially by those who pretend to be their exclusive advocates. Who do you think he's talking about here, folks? Let me continue, and I think you'll figure it out if you haven't already. Setting up secret prisons, abducting persons, trials and secret punishments without any regard to due process, extensive tappings of telephone conversations, intercepting private mail, and frequent summons to police and security centers have become commonplace and prevalent. Let me stop right there for a minute and tell you, for those of you who do not know, that the representatives of the United States government, when Ahmadinejad got up to speak his mind with this, they got up and walked out. They don't want to hear it. You know why they don't want to hear it? Because it's the truth. I'll continue. They use various pretexts to occupy sovereign states and cause insecurity and division, and then use the prevailing situation as an excuse to continue their occupation. For more than 60 years, Palestine, as compensation for the loss that they incurred during the war in Europe, has been under occupation of the illegal Zionist regime. The Palestinian people have been displaced or are under heavy military pressure, economic siege, or are incarcerated under abhorrent condition. The occupiers are protected and praised. Propaganda onslaught. The people of Palestine are deprived of water, electricity, and medicine for a sin of asking for freedom, and the government that was freely elected by the people is targeted. And who's cheering this on, folks? Who's the tail wagging the dog? And who's the dog? Who's the cheerleader? The people of Palestine are deprived of water, electricity, and medicine. Does that ring a bell? Does it sound familiar? Isn't that what's going on in Iraq? And they're beating the war drums for Iran. Let me continue. Terrorists are being organized to attack the lives and property of the people with the blessings of the politicians and military officials of the big powers. The brutal Zionists carry out targeted assassins of Palestinians in their homes and cities, and terrorists are decorated with medals of peace and receive support from the big powers. On the other hand, they gather a number of Jews from different parts of the world through false propaganda and with the promise of providing them with welfare, jobs, and food, and settle them in the occupied territories, exposing them to the harshest restrictions, psychological pressures, and constant threats. You know what that reminds me of, folks? It's a cloak. It's a shield. Just like, who was it? Angelina Jolie was invited to and joined the Council on Foreign Relations. Do you think this woman has an absolute clue of what they do behind closed doors in there? I don't think so. Just go back to the speech with Gary Hart. He's a CFR member. But it's the same thing. They gather a number of Jews, Jewish people, the people with the yarmulke on the back of their head, which I say 99% of these people do not have a clue of what's going on. It's the Zionists. It's those people that are hiding behind the cloak of Judaism that pretend to be Jews. Now, some of them may be Jews. Some of them may be black. Some of them may be white. Some of them may be Muslim. Some of them may be whatever they may be. Okay? But these are the people that are hiding behind the cloak of Judaism to carry this out. They prevent these people from returning to their homelands and by coercion and propaganda induce them to malevolence toward the indigenous Palestinian people. Iraq was occupied under the pretext of overthrowing a dictator and the existence of weapons of mass destruction. Russian Iraqi dictator who had been supported by the same occupiers. Remember that? Remember when we saw Rumsfeld shaking hands with him on tape in 1983? Supported by the same occupiers. He was disposed of, and then it just came out yesterday, that he wanted to go into exile and he would have taken $1 billion, but no, we wouldn't let him do that. He might have said something that we didn't want. He didn't. Well, let's face it. This administration did not want him talking. They did not want him around. Supported by the same occupiers, he was disposed of, and no weapons of mass destruction were discovered. But the occupation continues under different excuses. No day passes without people being killed, wounded, or displaced. And the occupiers not only refuse to be accountable and ashamed of their adventure, but speak in a report of a new market for their armaments as a result of their military adventure. Are you getting sick yet, folks? These are the people that are in this administration that supposedly represent us. I don't know about you, but this makes me sick. They even opposed the Constitution, the National Assembly, and the government established by the vote of the people, while they do not even have the courage to declare their defeat and exit Iraq. Unfortunately, we are witnessing the bitter truth that some powers do not value any nation or human beings, and the only things that matter to them are themselves, their political parties, and their groups. In their view, human rights are tantamount to profits for their companies and their friends. The rights and dignity of the American people are also being sacrificed for the selfish desires of those holding power. Now you tell me, folks, is this man not right dead on? Does he not know exactly what's going on in this administration with these people? I'll continue. Three, aggressions against indigenous cultures and national values. Culture is the manifestation of identity and the key to the survival of nations and the foundation for their interaction with others. In an organized movement, indigenous cultures that are messengers of monotheism, love, and fraternity are being subjected to broad and destructive aggressions. National customs and values are humiliated, and the self-esteem and character of nations are ridiculed and defamed. The purpose is to promote blind emulations, consumerism. Yeah, a McDonald's on every corner in Iraq. Can you see it now? Skepticism toward God and human values, and plundering other people's wealth by big powers. Fourth, poverty, illiteracy, health care issues, and the gap between the poor and the rich. While a major part of the natural environment in Asia, Africa, and Latin America is being plundered by the political and economic domination of certain powers, the situation of poverty and deprivation is very alarming. Let me draw your attention to some data which was issued by the United Nations. Every day, close to 800 million people go to bed hungry, and about 980 million suffered from absolute poverty with less than $1 a day in purchasing power. People of 31 countries, equivalent to 9% of the world's population, have an average life expectancy of 46 years, which is 32 years less than the average of developed countries. The gap between the rich and the poor in some parts of the world has increased by 40 times. In many countries, the majority of the people are deprived of access to education and schooling. In developing countries, the maternal mortality rate during pregnancy is 450 per 100,000. This ratio is 7 in the richer nations, and the ratio of mortality of new births is 59 for developing countries and 6 for the richer nations. One-third of the deaths in the world, or 50,000 people daily, die resulting from poverty. I believe this data clearly demonstrates the tragic situation dominating economic interactions in the world. 5. ignoring noble values and the promotion of deception and lies. Some powers sacrifice all human values, including honesty, purity, and trust for the advancement of their goals. They propagate skepticism and deception in their relations between states and peoples. They lie openly. They level baseless charges against others. They act contrary to legal norms and damage the climate of trust and friendship. They openly abandon morality and noble values in their relations with others and substitute selfishness, supremacy, amnesty and imposition for justice, respect for others, love, affection, and honesty. They sacrifice all the good things and the sublime in life for their own greed. Boy, I'm telling you, I mean, is this guy not right dead on? And if you don't know by now who he's talking about, we are allowing this administration to represent us in what this man and the rest of the world perceives as what I've just read. And I'll continue after the break. Stick with me. Be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Got more for you.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right. right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the top of the hour, and I'm reading this transcript of speech made Ahmadinejad made at the UN, and I'm going to continue with this. Number six, violations of rules of international law and disrespect of commitments. Some who were themselves the drafters of international law openly and easily violated and applied discriminatory policies and double standards to others. They drafted disarmament regulations, but every day test and stockpile new generations of lethal weapons. They frame the Charter of the United Nations, but show disrespect to the right of self-determination and independence of sovereign nations. They conveniently abrogate their, and this is inaudible, they couldn't figure out what that was. They do not yield to laws concerning protection of the environment. Most of the violations of international obligations are committed by a few global powers. Number seven, escalation of threats and the arms race. Some powers, whenever their logic fails, simply use the language of threat. Have you figured out who he's talking about yet, folks? These are the people that represent us, supposedly the peace-loving Americans. The huge arms race casts a shadow of doubt, or casts its shadow of threats over the globe. The nations of Europe were the victims of two world wars and a number of other devastating conflicts and were subjected to the consequences of the Cold War for many decades. Today, they're living under the shadow of the threat and their interests. Security and lands are endangered under the shadow of the arms race imposed by certain big powers. A bullying power allows itself the right to set up a missile system, makes the life of the people of the continent bitter, and lays the ground for an arms race. Some rulers who superficially appear to be powerful believe the tools they have at hand can be used at any time and for any purpose, and consequently threaten others and cast a shadow of insecurity over nations and regions. International organizations and mechanisms clearly lack the capacity to overcome problems and just to put in fair place, fair and just relations of peace, fraternity, and security. There is hardly any government or nation that places much hope in these mechanisms to secure its rights or defend its independence, its territorial integrity, and national interests. Dear friends and colleagues, there are many more challenges than the ones I have enumerated, and I know that one would have introduced more if one had wanted to touch upon them. But I chose to confine myself to the ones I have stated. Now the important and decisive question concerns the roots and causes of these challenges. A scientific and careful analysis shows that the root of the present situation lies in two fundamental factors. Without doubt, the first factor lies in the relations arising from the consequences of the Second World War. The victors of the war drew a roadmap for global domination and formulated their policies not on the basis of justice, but for ensuring the interests of the victors over the vanquished nations. Therefore, mechanisms arising from this approach and related policies have not been capable of finding just solutions for global solutions since 60 years ago. Some big powers still behave like the victors of the World War and regard other states and nations, even those that had nothing to do with the war, as the vanquished and humiliate other nations and demand extortion through condescending positions similar to that of the master-servant relationship of the medieval ages. We're going to go to the break at the top of the hour, and I'm going to continue with this. I'll open up the phone lines when I get done with this. I have a lot more news, folks, but you're welcome to give a call after the top of the hour, 800-313-9443. We'll be back in two.
It's true.